All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, which we lock down in honor of...
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Because it's the lightning round, and it's going to be uniform. Get it?
All of them are about the Ducks uniform.
Yes!
But not really. Rob Manfred made an announcement that the Texas Rangers have to deal with a competitive disadvantage playing in their 22-year-old stadium and hopes that a new stadium will fix the problems the Rangers face. Is there really any need for a new stadium for the Rangers? No. Their stadium has functioning plumbing, for starters, and is only 22 years old. If it's just heat that's a factor, then every baseball team other than the Padres and all the teams that have domes should be building climate-controlled stadiums. B, absolutely not. Manfred finished the report by saying that Selig started, or Manfred hasn't finished the report that Selig started when he was trying to look for a home for the Oakland A's like 5 years ago. How should any team in baseball get a new stadium before the A's would be a major mistake, especially one in the same division. Or C, the Braves are getting a new stadium after about 20 years. Might as well trade out multi-billion dollar stadiums like some people do with cars.
I'm going to go A. It's just a flat no. 2 years, I mean, 22 years, that's not that long. They're the Rangers. Do they even play baseball in Texas this time of year? All they care about is college football. I'm just going A and moving along.
Speaking of Manfred, he announced that how things will play out if the Mets, Cardinals, and Giants all tie for the wild card spots despite their efforts to subliminally say, we don't want to keep playing baseball this season. What are some other ways that Major League Baseball should break up this three-way tie? A, a fan vote. This is how the rosters are set for the meaningless exhibition game that for some reason decides home field advantage in the World Series. Why not let the fans who choose to play who plays in the playoffs? B, a hashtag campaign. We might actually see one of these three teams involved tweet for another team to make it officially giving up on the playoff race. Or C, the Giants have had the worst record in baseball since the All-Star break and should just be eliminated to make things easier on the rest of baseball.
Wait, run B by me again.
It's a hashtag campaign, and a team might actually just say, we don't want to play in the postseason, just like the Cardinals go, hashtag go Giants or something like that.
You know, I was kind of hoping for D because I'd like to decide, but I am becoming a hashtag junkie, so I'm going B.
Oh, boy. We're entering week two of how will Washington use Josh Norman this week? Rumors have been floating around that Norman will shadow Odell all over the field, despite Norman himself saying, I didn't get that memo. Looking aside from how Norman and Odell will play each other this week, is there any benefit at all to Washington announcing their defensive strategy for their best defensive player? A, there's no benefit. All this does is give away their biggest secret that Washington has and lets the other team know exactly what to expect. There might be some B, there might be some benefit by making their opponents oversimplify their offense specifically about around what they hear Josh Norman is going to do, maybe some like reverse psychology going on. Or C, Norman himself was surprised to hear the rumors that he would play on all sides of the field against Beckham. So it could be all a lie and Norman will be on the left just like he's always been.
I think it's kind of funny because I always joke about closed practices and not talking about injuries and not even revealing a depth chart like UCLA and Michigan do. And it's like, I could sort of understand the secrecy, but why the hell would you tell them what strategy you're going to employ? A seems to kind of jump off the page there.
Houston versus New England tonight is already being hyped up to be one of the biggest games this year for the Texans, but a lot has changed since they got shut out in their playoff loss. Is this really the biggest game of the year for the Texans? A, no. They still have the Packers, Colts, and Bengals, three in the last 5 weeks of the season that could really change their momentum in making a playoff run. B, yes, the Texans need to prove they can beat a playoff-caliber team like a hoodie-coached Patriots team, even if it means beating them with a third-string quarterback. Or C, this game is really only being hyped up because it's a lone game on Thursday Night Football. This game would be lost in the wash if it were played with all of the other Sunday games.
Huh, that's interesting, but I don't know that New England plays meaningless games, especially with Brady suspended. I'm going to go with it's week three. They're unbeaten. How could it be their biggest game of the year? Are they mathematically eliminated if they lose, or do they lock up home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs if they win? I'm going, no, A.
And finally, the Ducks have taken a lot of heat for their two-point conversion strategy, and today they released their jerseys that will resemble the mascot, the Duck, or Puddles. This includes orange cleats and socks, orange, the same orange that, yes, OSU wears. But is there really a need to honor the Duck like this? A, the Duck has been immortalized in bobblehead form, stuffed animal form. He has his own statue outside of Matthew Knight Arena and is on just about every single shirt in the Duck store. He's been immortalized and honored enough. B, Oregon takes enough heat from fans for not wearing enough green and yellow on a regular basis. On top of that, no team should ever wear their rivals' colors, especially when it comes to honoring a mascot. What's next, purple and gold? Or C, wearing orange and dressing up like the Duck only works out if the Duck himself comes out onto the field and gets a handoff and scores on a two-point conversion.
First of all, depending on how much they tick me off, at times I like the Duck more than certain of my kids. So honoring the Duck, for me, you don't even need an explanation. But I like the idea of them proving, hey, we don't need Freeman. We got a stable of running backs. And him going off tackle for 8 and a touchdown, I'm going C.